Quarantiners, it's Remy. I'm recording this on Thanksgiving Day, but for you, it's Friday, November 27th. I hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving, even if it was a little different than usual. Before we get started, a reminder that Remy's Life t-shirts, hoodies, and other merch are on sale at the Gen Z store at gzmshows.com.
And that profits from Remy's Life merch goes to feedingamerica.org. Families all over the country are experiencing food shortages, and with the holidays coming up, there's even more need than ever. So thanks to all of you who have already helped, and for all you do in your own communities.
And speaking of thanks, I asked you to write in what you're grateful for this Thanksgiving, and you guys wrote in with some great answers. Here are just a few of the awesome ones I received. Yasmin in DC and Jessica and Anisette in New Mexico say they are grateful that they are safe and with their families. Hannah is thankful for food, shelter, and family, who she loves, even if they drive her a little crazy during quarantine. She's also grateful for her teacher, Mrs. Armstrong, and her sixth grade class at Cascade Virtual Academy. Annalisa and Nina in Leonardo, New Jersey, are thankful for bunnies and pets and my podcast. Rachel also said she's thankful for getting to listen to Remy's Life. Nuri gave me 10 things she's thankful for, like computers and coats and planes, and that she's getting her braces off in 6 months. And her family, especially her grandparents, who I'm happy to hear are feeling so much better. Kendra in Ohio is thankful for the podcast and even wrote some amazing 6 minutes fanfic. I even got this recording from Helen in Estonia.
Hello, it's Helen in Estonia. Oh, right now in Italy. But I'm thankful for this year that I have finally moved to Italy and it has brought more friends together, and I started listening to Remy's Life Interrupted too. Thank you.
And I'm thankful for all of you who write in every day. Alex and I got up this morning and watched the parade and the dog show. Then we helped Mom and Dad with some of the cooking.
I offered to use some telekinesis mojo to mash the potatoes, but Mom insisted I do it the traditional way, by hand.
Guess the pilgrims didn't have mutant powers.
The pilgrims didn't have potatoes either, but what are you gonna do?
Now Alex and I are setting the dining room table.
Who's setting the table?
Alex is setting the table while I talk to you. Even though it's just the four of us, we're trying to make it special. We'll also have the computer set up for Zooming with grandparents and cousins.
You didn't mention the fifth place setting and who it's for.
Elijah? Sorry, Passover joke.
It's for a holiday.
For a holiday.
You really think she'll show?
I hope so. I sent her a great big invite.
Oh, come on!
Dad's watching the Cowboys game in the other room. He's a Giants fan, so he hates the Cowboys.
Hates the Washington football team, too. But the Cowboys are the absolute worst.
Throw the flag!
Why don't we do shoutouts?
Good plan.
Happy belated birthday to Samantha's mom, Melissa. Happy belated 11th birthday to Delight. Happy belated Thanksgiving birthday to Elizabeth. Happy birthday to Vanessa, who lives in a small town in Wisconsin. Happy birthday to Jackson in Stockbridge, Georgia. Happy birthday, Angelica in California. Happy 12th to Kate in Spanish Fork, Utah. And happy birthday, Helen, from your sister Rose.
Happy 10th to Natty, and shout out to her parents. Tara, too, wants to wish her brother Adam a happy 7th. Happy 13th to Thiago from his sister Sienna. Happy 10th to Fiona in Mansfield, Texas. Happy 8th to Avery. Happy 10th to Cora in Midlothian, Virginia. And happy birthday to Corwin in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Pass the sweet potatoes, please.
You got it.
Remy, are you going to keep the recorder rolling the whole dinner?
No, I was just...
You were waiting for Holiday to show up.
I know it was a long shot, but I hate the idea of her being alone tonight, and I thought maybe she was ready to...
Did you order delivery from somewhere?
On Thanksgiving?
Remy, are you going to answer it?
Yeah.
Now?
Yes, I was just thinking about what I want to say.
How about, hi, Holiday, come in.
That's good, simple, I like it.
Good luck.
What? No!
Is that...
Whittier Corp! Holiday, wait! Please come back! Leave her alone! Leave us alone!
Remy, come on!
Close the door.
She's gone. Hey, quarantiners. It's me. So as you heard, the Whittier Corp helicopters scared off Holiday. Again. She must have been so scared. And does she think I planned it? That I invited her to my house so that Whittier Corp could come and grab her? You know, I would never do that. I'm just trying to keep her safe, to make her feel less alone. So many people are after her. Rem's Uncle Gabriel and Xander, the four, Whittier Corp. And I know she's special, that she has abilities and all. She's not a normal kid, but she is a kid. I try to put myself in her shoes. I mean, we all have pressures on us, right? Especially now. We have to do our best in school, make our families proud. We have to do our part to keep ourselves and each other safe and healthy. And if you're like me, sometimes it feels like a lot, right? But I also know that when you feel that way, the thing that helps the most is reaching out to other people, telling them what you need, asking for help. None of us is in this alone, right? And I want Holiday to know that she isn't either. Oh, and did I mention where I am right now? I'm back on the roof. I brought a whole bunch of leftovers. We had a lot. Mom and Dad cooked for about 10 more people than we actually had. So I thought I'd leave some up here for Holiday, in case she flies by. Hopefully the squirrels don't get it first. Did you hear that? It sounds like a hoverboard!
Hello? Holiday? Up here! I have turkey and gluten-free stuffing!
Hang on. That's not Holiday. It's...
Happy Thanksgiving, Remy!
Cyrus?